Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The rulers of Saudi Arabia and the UAE turned Yemen into an arena of conflict in service of the disbelievers. You see them as being quote-unquote resolute in Yemen, while submissive toward the Jewish entity. Translated. Media outlets, including Al Jazeera satellite channel, reported the statement of Saudi Arabia's Minister of Defense, Khalid bin Salman, on Saturday, the 27th of December, 2025, in which he said, quote, "The Southern Transitional Council in Yemen must end the escalation and withdraw its forces from the camps of its governorates of Hadramaut and Al-Mahra," end quote. Riyadh responded to the Transitional Council's announcement on the 9th of December, 2025, of the completion of its control over the governorates of Hadramaut and Al-Mahra by sending a committee to Aden on the 12th of December, 2025, with the participation of Abu Dhabi to discuss ways for the forces of the Transitional Council to withdraw and hand over their positions to the forces of Dira al-Watan, followed by issuing a statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs on the 25th of December, 2025, stating that, quote, "The movement of the Transitional Council forces was carried out unilaterally," unquote, hinting at the use of force, quote, "which may result in consequences that are not praiseworthy," end quote, and setting the 29th of December, 2025 as a maximum deadline for the return of its forces to where they came from. Its warplanes flew on the night of Tuesday, the 30th of December, 2025, over the skies of the city of Siyun, dropping illumination flares. At dawn on Tuesday, its aircraft bombed the cargo of two ships carrying armored vehicles and weapons that had come from the port of Fujairah after they had disabled tracking systems in the open sea. Riyadh has tools in southern Yemen, namely the forces of the Hadramaut Tribes Alliance led by Sheikh Amr bin Hubraysh, and it has the Dira al-Watan forces that it established in 2023 and sponsored to use them to strengthen its influence. These are forces affiliated with Al-Alimi government that is subordinate to Britain. However, Saudi Arabia exerts heavy pressure on it as it leads the so-called Arab coalition, hosts Al-Alimi and his council, and practices significant economic pressure by controlling the deposits of the Aden Bank belonging to his government. It also caused the oil revenues that were being exported from southern Yemen to be deposited in the Saudi National Bank. Thus, the Al-Alimi government has effectively become a captive of Riyadh, and since it is subordinate to Britain, they proceed in its matter accordingly, accommodating Riyadh and laying traps for it. When they reach a dead end, Britain, through the UAE, gives the green light to the Transitional Council to carry out actions that disturb Saudi Arabia and America standing behind it. In contrast, Abu Dhabi, Britain's protege, has the Southern Transitional Council and Tariq Saleh and his forces stationed on the western coast to protect Bab al-Madab in its interest. Riyadh has shown severity and harshness towards the Transitional Council and its regional sponsor, Abu Dhabi. Thus, the forces of Hadramaut Tribes Alliance, led by Amr bin Hubraysh, Riyadh's man in Hadramaut, clashes with the Hadrami elite forces loyal to the Transitional Council, and a drone struck the forces of the Transitional Council in Hashim al-Ain in Al-Abr district. The matter even reached the point of striking shipments of armed vehicles and weapons at the port of Al-Mukalla on Tuesday, the 30th of December, 2025. Riyadh also dictated to Rashad al-Alimi, loyal to Britain, who is effectively a captive in Riyadh and under its pressure, just like the former president Abdurrabu Mansur Hadi, a decision on the 30th of December 2025 to cancel the joint defense agreement with Abu Dhabi within the coalition forces and to expel its forces from Yemen within 24 hours. If only Saudi Arabia and its Minister of Defense had been resolute with the Jewish entity, which had been grinding Gaza Hashim for 2 full years and continues to do so before their very eyes and ears, while it lies a stone's throw away from them, and if only their aircraft had been directed in defense of Gaza against the Jewish entity. Allah the Exalted said,
"Muhammad Rasulullah, والذين معه أشداء على الكفار والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم.
Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are forceful against the disbelievers, merciful among themselves. Surah Al-Fath, Ayah 29. So is Riyadh carrying out this entire campaign out of love for Yemen, or in support of an illusory legitimacy for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down no authority? The answer lies in the fact that Riyadh, with all its appendages and capabilities, is doing what it is doing solely in service of Washington to control the oil of Hadramaut and to obtain access to the Arabian Sea in order to direct the oil of both of them through its planned oil pipeline to the Indian and Pacific Oceans, away from the noise of Bab Mandab and the Strait of Hormuz. Saudi Arabia is an agent of America, pursuing the agents of Britain in southern Yemen, foremost among them the Transitional Council since the emergence in 2017, which displaced the Southern Movement, whose establishment America sponsored in 2006, headed by Hassan Boum. In its land, the 8-member Presidential Council was born while it holds the members of its territory. It crushed the forces of the Republican Guard because they represented the influence of Britain's agent, affiliated with the late Ali Saleh during the years of war 2015 to 2022. It entrenched the Houthis in Sana'a and went along with the United Nations aircraft carrying weapons to them on its daily flights to Sana'a Airport, instead of expelling them according to the objectives of the coalition it led. Saudi Arabia, under the leadership of Salman bin Abdul Aziz and his son Muhammad, has explicitly cast off the bond of Islam. They call the Vision 2030, which sponsors deviance and deviance in the land of the two holy mosques, and they are building the city of Neom, adjacent to the Jewish entity, to divert the attention and minds of the Muslims away from Mecca. The Americans have described bin Salman as the Mustafa Kemal of this era. After this, what do we expect from a ruling family established by the British disbelievers, whose founder Abdul Aziz bin Abdul Rahman Al Saud wept before the British High Commissioner Piercy Cox in order to amend the borders drawn by Mark Sykes with his own hand. In repayment for their favor, he said, quote, "I have no objection to giving Palestine to the poor Jews or others, as Britain sees fit, whose opinion I do not depart from until the hour is established," end quote. It later moved, since the era of Salman bin Abdul Aziz, into serving America after his brothers Fahd, Sultan, and Naif paved the way for him. The visit of bin Salman to Washington on the 18th of November 2025 was linked to the visit of the British Minister of the Colonies of the Middle East and North Africa, together with the events of the governorates of Hadramaut and Al-Mahra, when they were ignited by the decision to hand over oil block 5 in Shabwa governance to the American company Jannah Hunt. The problem of the people of Hadramaut, Yemen, and the Muslims in general is that their affairs are undertaken by those who do not deserve to be shepherds. They are engaged on both sides of the front of the international conflict over Yemen, and they were brought by those who fear the return of Islam to life in a political entity that unites and gathers the Muslims. Meanwhile, the people of Righteous and Deen among them remain distant, with no effective role in the political scene, until they enter the arena of political life and work to resume Islamic way of life in the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إِنَّا لَنَنصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ.
Indeed, we will surely support our messengers and those who believe during the life of this world and on the day when the witnesses will stand. Surah Ghafir, Ayah 51. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then there will be a caliphate upon the methodology of the prophethood. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.